On an oak-dotted hillside, upslope from a vineyard in northern Santa Rosa, a unique, impressive metal structure is taking shape. Mike Tyke is part of the small crew assembling it, but even after weeks of working on the project, he struggles to describe it.
A mind-boggling metal sculpture that's 31 feet tall to the top of the spire, about 24 feet wide, all made out of 3/16 thick mild steel that's been plasma cut, a lot of patterns in it. It's hard to describe. It's in 20-some pieces, so we had to move it here from Geyserville. It's supposed to be open for the public to view it 7 days a week at the Paradise Ridge Winery.
It was designed by Petaluma artist David Best, known for the elaborate wooden temples he brings to Burning Man each year. Tyke notes that Best also had created a temporary temple at Paradise Ridge earlier this year.
This is a permanent temple of remembrance, which is a replacement for the temporary one that was built about a year and a half ago. Its life cycle was supposed to be just 1 year, so they put it up. It was made out of wood, and then it was burnt down.
People enjoyed it so much that we decided to build a permanent temple instead of just a temporary one.
Doug Unkrey is the main engineer and fabricator for the new metal structure.
David has never built a temple like this before, so he got me involved so we could do a collaboration. Well, he gave me a drawing, and then we went to the scrapyard, and we picked out pieces and worked on the design. And I basically did the engineering on this, the superstructure we built, and then David comes in and embellishes it with his finesse.
Installed on a ring of concrete pads, the steel temple is intended to rust as it interacts with nature, but remains standing for decades or even longer. Unkrey estimates its total weight at well over 50,000 pounds, and says putting all as many pieces together has been the project's biggest challenge.
Well, you have to figure out how to take it apart so you can bring it here and then put it back together. That's the trickiest part, really. I actually can't tell you how many pieces. The superstructure, there's about 14 major pieces, but then it gets intermingled and tied together. And the decorative detail, there's thousands of pieces on here.
With some help from an online Indiegogo campaign that is just winding down, the elaborate temple has been underwritten primarily by the Voigt Family Sculpture Foundation in Geyserville. Co-founder Judy Voigt got her first look at the full-size creation when she visited the installation site early one afternoon last week.
I am seeing it for the first time right now, and it's amazingly beautiful. I mean, who knew that steel could look like lace?
Like the Burning Man temples that share the name, the Metal Temple of Remembrance is designed as a place for recollection and reflection, complete with a small oasis of greenery at its center. Voigt says its location, in a meadow off the road into the winery, was selected with that purpose in mind.
This is a place that is private but publicly accessible. It needs to be in a natural environment. There are so few places for us to bring our griefs and our emotions and have a secluded place where we can express those. And that's why it's here.
A formal unveiling of this Temple of Remembrance is scheduled for this coming Sunday afternoon at the winery. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.